When a person is in his homeland and he's thinking about the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the blessed land of Madinatul Munawwara, he's listening to Naat Sharif, he's watching videos regarding those blessed cities, he's watching those blessed scenes and images of those sacred lands. His heart is yearning, restless even. When can I reach there? I want to go there right now. If only I can leave everything and go this instant. But what normally happens is, we board the plane, we reach those blessed lands, and whilst there, we perform Umrah in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and then the rest of the time, it's seen, and this is not for everyone, but it is seen commonly, that the rest of the time people spend in their hotels, in the shopping malls, doing things that they could do anywhere else in the world. Not realizing that when you were here in your country, you were yearning to be in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now you're in Makkah al-Mukarramah, okay, your hotel's in Makkah al-Mukarramah, but the fadila is to be in Masjid al-Haram, performing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. You can't do that back home, in England for example. Performing salah in Masjid al-Haram, earn 100,000 times the reward. You can't earn that back home. So here we have to remember that if Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the opportunity to go to Haramain Sharifain, we don't go there and waste our time, squander our time, and then come back and think, wait a minute, from all of those days spent in Makkah al-Mukarramah, on all of those nights spent in Madinatul Munawwara, we only actually spent X amount, a short amount of time in the Masjid itself, in Masjid al-Haram, in Masjid al-Nabawi, ala sahibi as-salatu wassalam. We don't want that. We want to maximize our time there. And if we go with this thinking that every single moment, every single day is valuable, I can't waste it, then inshallah, we will be able to maximize our time whilst in Haramain Sharifain.